Brilliant Idiots Where God Went Wrong, Episode 3, Shoe Theory. It is a well-concealed fact that human beings excel at discovering laws of nature for which they totally fail to understand the significance. Take, for example, shoe theory. Single shoes stranded in the middle of highways have been quickly dismissed as the result of human carelessness or as inept attempts to flick something unpleasant off the soles of the shoe. These dismissive conclusions have blinded humanity to the secret of interdimensional travel. Greater curiosity and open-minded investigation would have resulted in many questions regarding heaven and the afterlife being answered once and for all, thus changing the nature of human existence. Instead, it is only after we're dead that we discover that we have had, all along, the ability to flit in and out of and all around the afterlife, from the moment we learn to untie our own shoes, even sooner now that Velcro fastenings have been invented. The secret to interdimensional travel is this. It is not only an inconvenience, but a universal law that the individual shoes of a pair do not like to be in each other's company. Indeed, they like to be as far away from each other as possible. It is speculated that this fact is a corollary to the like repels like theory of magnetism. Whatever the explanation, this law is of enormous use when you want to travel interdimensionally. With practice, the mere doffing of a shoe can be enough to propel one instantly far from your starting location. This law can quickly be confirmed by observation of the behavior of shoes around your own household. Next time you kick off your shoes at the front door, go to the kitchen and plug the kettle in for a really nice hot cup of tea. If by the time your tea is ready, you return for your shoes, you will find one shoe easily enough, but the second is now nowhere to be found. This theory can further be confirmed with a trip to your wardrobe closet to observe the behaviors of other pairs of shoes in their natural setting. Sock theory works in a similar manner and becomes essential when you want to return to your point of origin. It works something like this. As an extension of your shoes, matching socks also do not like to be in each other's company. However, they have a conflicting law pulling on them at the same time. Unpaired socks have a strong affinity for dresser drawers and washing machines and will be happy to hang out in such places as long as they are unpaired. This can be of enormous advantage. By tossing one sock away, you can be assured that you'll always know where the other one is. If at any time you wish to retrieve the first sock, you need only destroy the second one. This law is useful in conjunction with shoe theory. One can travel interdimensionally using shoe theory, being sure to doff one sock while you're tossing away your shoe. As long as you retain the second sock, you can travel about your destination at your leisure. To return to your point of origin, you need only destroy the remaining sock, and you'll instantly find yourself back with the first one again. You can then retrieve your shoe and your sock and go about shopping for more socks. In a pinch, sock theory alone can be used for travel. However, this takes the cooperation of a willing second person who has no living relatives or friends. It will only be a matter of time before humanity latches on to the full value of these theories and begins to employ socks and shoes for the purposes that God intended. From there, a brief period of development will ensue before all transportation devices are designed in the shape of shoes or socks. Interstellar travel will then be a mere load of laundry away, and thus will never happen. On this episode of Where God Went Wrong, today's main idiot has been Corinne Friesen as the narrator. Brush up on your shoe theory at brilliantidiot.com, and while you're there, you can participate in contests and write down our email address. If you've missed episodes, that's where you can write us to get them free, or ask about ordering Brilliant Idiot material unavailable to iPod, www.brilliantidiot.com. There are some rules before you can make yourself at home in this afterlife. We'll cover them quite nicely, thank you very much, in episode 4.